Yeah, buddy.
I love you.
Oh, I love you.
And I also, that's not what I was going to tell you, though. I have some audio that I think you're really going to enjoy.
Take your headphones off.
Hiya, Georgie.
Oh, it's so off. It makes me hurt in my chest.
You gonna go see It Chapter 2 this weekend?
I'm gonna give you two guesses, and your first one doesn't count.
So Brian did this a couple weeks ago. He saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood nearly 3 hours. He committed on a work night. Did it again last night. It Chapter 2 nearly 3 hours long.
I sure did. It was worth it.
I sure did.
Hey, yo, the first one was fantastic, so I had to catch Chapter 2. And it was worth the 3 hours. It was intense. It was funny. Bill Hader's character had me laughing through the whole film.
I love Bill Hader. I really wish Stefan would have showed up.
Oh my gosh, there are tears in your eyes.
Yeah, I loved it. It was sad, but I loved it.
How are you going to sleep tonight?
I'm probably going to be scared. I mean, I had like a red balloon in my room and I had to hide it. I showed my sister. I had to hide it because I knew I'd be scared.
I mean, that's unheard. You're not doing yourself any favors if you have a red balloon in your room before you go see it.
Yeah, you're right. It is her own fault.
Weren't you telling us about a woman who wanted her money back? She was so mad about seeing it last night.
Yeah. It seemed like everyone in the theater really enjoyed it except for this one woman who was very vocal on her way out the theater about how it was not like the book.
You didn't like it at all.
I didn't like it at all.
You didn't think it was scary? I mean, like, I was freaked out. No more Bozo the Clown, no more circus, no more Ronald McDonald for me. I was freaked out.
No, I hated it. If I could get in touch with Stephen King, I would tell him.
What would you say?
I would tell him. What the-
yeah, we can't play the rest
of
it.
Wow, I can Brian's, hear where that was going.
I love Brian's commitment to getting audio. He was like, oh, she's the maddest one here. Oh, and she's cussing. I got to talk to her.
I'm not afraid of her. I want
to
talk
to her.
Wait, so they
didn't even mention that.
This is your son right here?
This is my son. He's embarrassed completely because I'm a diehard fan. He loved the movie. He didn't read the book. I'm telling you, the book.
Oh, no. So what did you think?
I thought as a standalone movie, it was amazing.
I thought it was great.
I completely disagree with her opinion.
Your mom says read the book. You guys are going to have to ride back in a car together, aren't you?
I drove my own car.
I love you guys. I love you guys.
Good call, my friend.
Yeah.
Read the book. Read the book. And that was only, by the way, 30 seconds of 4 minutes worth of audio that I got.
I get it, though. And I was like a little kid. I read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory like 30 times. It's still my favorite book. And when I saw the Gene Wilder version, I like was an 8-year-old and I turned it off because I was like, this is nothing like the book. And I was angry. So I get it.
Hey, Sarah, I have something for you.
I'm just going to keep talking so I don't have to listen to it.
Will do.